fucking love that you're in a hot tub.
Thanks, dude.
I'm that fucking killed me.
How much did that cost you, dude? That looks like a pretty expensive hot tub. Is that a coaster? What is that? Is
it dollar? Yeah, it floats. Yeah, so I can put stuff on it. Yeah,
it's an inflatable tub, dude.
Hey, everybody! Welcome back to another episode of Hot Takes and Cold Brews. My name is Jim Sock Hancock. With me are my two friends. One catches them all. That's right. The one, the only, Logs Blogs. The other, as you may know, is soaked right now. Wet t-shirt contest.
Yes, sir.
We're talking about Helikovsky.
I won't show it because I don't know where I'll get banned.
Why not everywhere?
I don't know. Some places just let you get away with that stuff.
It's true.
It's the meta, baby.
We got a very interesting podcast for you today. If you enjoy listening or watching, make sure you hit the like button and subscribe if you're on YouTube. If you are on any other podcast site where you are listening to us, make sure to follow or subscribe, whatever that site tells you to do. And let's begin. Gentlemen, how are we?
That's me. I'm doing pretty well. I'm excited. Yeah, I'm all right. Ready for some juicy action here? Some
juicy, juicy, fuck yeah action. Sorry, I didn't have any. I didn't have any notes up.
Say it.
Words, adjective.
Sorry, I lost my train of thought for a minute. Speaking of losing train of thought, attention spans. That's
I'm sorry, what were we talking about?
Welcome to this night's episode, week's episode of wait, we haven't done the intro yet, right?
Oh guys, what are you doing here? Oh hey, what's up?
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Hot Takes and Cold Brews.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode. Okay.
All so right, we're done. Basically, the topic at hand is it got brought up in my stream that I had today, and I was talking about TikTok and how I need to really start using TikTok more often in order to grow my stream more because that's where a lot of eyes are. And my buddy Ethan in my Twitch chat told me that TikTok people use TikTok more often because it's killing their attention span. Well, it's not because they're not watching it because it is. They're watching it and it's doing. Yeah. So basically oh shit. Got a hair in my mouth. Excuse me. Hair in my mouth.
Take your time.
Thank you. So basically we're just going to talk about it some more, kind of do a deeper dive into it and see if it's true. If we agree or disagree with what is said, and yeah. So what are our thoughts on the attention span of the human race? Is social media and any other form of media, you know, impacting the attention span of the human being?
Absolutely.
Is what? Sorry. Okay. All right, the joke is dead. I killed it. It's over. There we go. Just getting some ambient lighting here in my backyard, clearly.
Oh, nice. Fuck yeah.
No, yeah, it absolutely is.
Okay.
I think there's a lot of studies on it now. And there's like, you know, probably tons more as we go further. But yeah, there's a complete correlation with the instant gratification on the internet and what that does to our brains. Like, constantly getting what you want in like 3 seconds over and over and over, just like it makes your brain very accustomed to it.
Path of exile, question mark.
Path of exile. Do you get what you want in 3 seconds in that game?
I do. But
not there
I can't
yet.
Say the same for everyone. I agree pretty much across the board. Yeah, it's definitely decreasing, but I don't know if TikTok is to blame. I feel like a lot of people are like, yeah, look at all these Zoomers running around with their ticking tocks and their clicking clocks.
They're ticks, tocks, and
yeah.
Is it the symptom or the disease?
Tic tacs. Right? Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, exactly. It's just another example in the long line.
Yeah.
I also do not think that it's a hard contributor, but I do think that it is not helping whatsoever. I think because of the ability to watch quick videos no longer than a minute, you know, I think it is possible that it is a contributing factor in our attention spans not increasing, whatsoever. Okay. You know,
something
I,
like that.
And that kind of, you know, I look at TikTok stuff, and you know what the difference is, I think, between TikTok and like Twitter or Facebook? I can watch a video, and the video, if I enjoy it, dictates how quickly I see it. Where if I'm on Twitter or Facebook, what dictates my amount of attention towards what I'm seeing is how fast I can read or look at a picture or the video. Same thing with the video. I think it depends on the kind of media you're consuming is going to be a heavier contributor in your attention span and the retention rate that you're going to have. If that makes sense.
Well, and TikTok is way better designed at like reading what you watch and being like, here's more of that. Take more, you
their,
know,
where... their algorithm is definitely their marquee selling point. It's incredible.
Which, and I mean, you know, the one on Twitter is not bad either, right? Like, you know, if you like something, but it's still kind of, it's definitely years behind, right? Where it's just like, oh, you like CSGO. Here's Shroud's Twitter. Here's CSGO official's Twitter. Here's Valve's Twitter. You know, whereas TikTok is literally like, you like a clip where someone gets a 5 kill, you know, and it's like, here's other 5Ks. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not just using buzzwords. It's like, here's the content.
Yeah, and like I don't fully understand how the algorithm works. I don't know how, in terms of like, I don't know how it works so well, because I mean, like, yeah, you can follow hashtags through videos and you can kind of see stuff through that, but you're not really gonna see videos in relation to a hashtag. It's going to be more towards like what the actual content is, because I have people, you know, I scroll through TikTok and I see videos that are in related to like, you know, painting an art piece, and the hashtag in it is like Doritos Locos Tacos Challenge Tuesday. That's like, in what relation is that? So, you know, I just find it really interesting. I think I know that it has something to do with obviously like interacting with the video. Like, if you like it, then more videos like that will show up. But even if I don't like it, you know what TikToks I've been getting hit with a lot lately? It's TikToks it's a dude that says, you can't tell me that Dear Maria isn't an anime opening for every anime.
Oh, I saw that on Twitter.
Yeah.
It's true.
It is, but I didn't like that first video whatsoever. And that shit just followed me.
So if I had to make a uneducated, unqualified, non-college grad guess, my guess on it would be that I would assume it's not about, like you said, it's not about hashtags, it's not about keywords and titles. I think what they're using now to tune all these algorithms is the data of the viewer. Okay. So I think they're seeing, okay, you know, you watch this video of a 5K of like you watch this video. Here's other people, you know, or this amount of other people have watched like similar videos and have a similar history as you. Like, I think it's on like such a big scale, right? Where they're looking at like your viewing patterns and they're like comparing everyone's viewing patterns.
Okay.
So instead of like, oh yeah, you watch the CSGO, hashtag CSGO. It's like, you know, oh, well, this person also watched this earlier and then this, and then they went to this. So you would probably like this thing too, you know, because you have a similar chain of views.
You get that on like YouTube too, don't you? You see that a lot where it's like viewers who watch this video.
Yes.
And it gives you like a separate playlist, right? Yeah.
Amazon. People who bought this also bought.
Oh, yeah. Dude, some of that stuff is wild. I'm like buying something for my computer or whatever, and they're like, the last person that bought this keyboard also bought like a 3-piece dildo set. And I'm like,
let's go.
It's not me. But, you know, I buy like my ring light and a green screen or something, and they're like,
you bought a ring light.
Let me tell you what most people are using those for.
They also bought a shotgun.
That was me after losing 15 out of 16 Rocket League games. Go over and talk about that for the rest of the episode.
Oh no. I love when like you're buying like a singular, very expensive item, and then they like viewers buy these together, and it's just like 5 really expensive things.
Yeah.
Like, who is buying all of those together? Like,
yeah, I'm just gonna step up my game, I guess.
Yeah, honestly, you're kind of lacking.
But, I'll do better next time. Yeah. But like, yeah, back to the thing with like, you know, TikTok and our attention span. It definitely feels like a symptom of it, of mm-hmm. whatever societal cause there is. And mm-hmm. and I don't even necessarily, I think it's, I mean, you know, it might be more Google than anything else, right? Like Google and YouTube. Like social media, I don't know if it's so much because even on social media, you still have to wait for a response.
I think they just capitalized on it, right? Like social yeah. media is like, we now understand this is how people think. So we're just mm-hmm. going to streamline it all. I wrote on the side here because I didn't want to forget it. Mm-hmm. We can bounce back and forth. But I wonder if, so I think about it, you know how a lot of people say like we're more productive than we ever have been, like multiple mm-hmm. times over, but like we don't get paid more. Everybody talks about like that comparison. I wonder in the same way with attention span, like could you like teach somebody to have a longer attention span, or could you like focus on making sure people like don't get that instant gratification and like teach it to somebody, or like does society just move way too fast now? I feel like if you want to like be a productive member of society, it's very, very hard to have like a slow pace, to have like a very heavy attention span where you can focus on something for extremely long periods of time. I feel like you just bounce all over in school, at work, everything.
I'd agree with that. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's all from society.
I've seen Joker. I know what it's all about.
We do live in one.
We do.
So I heard.
I have a very... Go ahead.
I have a very old anecdote from one of my Spanish teachers in school. I forget which one, but I don't know if this is problematic, but I don't think it is. But she studied in Spain, I guess, for an extended period of time, and I just remember the like this like story about how Spanish culture is very laid back. Mm-hmm. Like comparable to like the US, right? Where it's and not in like an insignificant way, in like a, it's very, very different. It's not like go.
I hear Italy's a lot like that too.
Yes, yes, I've also heard that.
It sounds like a very bad point of evidence, but Aziz Ansari's show on Netflix. Oh my God! What is the name of that show? Master of None.
Yeah, Master of None.
Yeah, yeah. They talk about that. Where you know, it's just like the speed, the pace of life is just so much slower, so much more cash.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Especially like I can say, especially living in New York City for a few years, like people joke and they say, if you want to live in New York, you have to be okay with literally working yourself to death because everybody else does it. So if you don't just get in line and do the same thing, you just can't keep up. You can't live there. And it kind of rings true. I wonder if maybe we just haven't experienced the slower parts of the US, but like overall, it feels like, yeah, we move a lot faster than a lot of other countries. We like constant go.
We got to keep up, baby. We're what, like 12th, 13th? Best nation in terms of
we got to go real fast for slow scores.
Yeah,
well, and the other example of that is in Japan, right? They're also very fast, more than us. They're like the only they're like one of the only countries that's more hardcore. You know, they're very quick, very work, you know.
Yeah,
I don't get that, man. Like
I think it's because we're so heavily capitalist. I mean, because so is Japan. Japan is very hard capitalist.
Mm-hmm.
And I think those two kind of like, you know, breed into each other.
It's all about money. The more, you know, more things you do, print more money, means you get to do more things, which in hindsight, maybe is not so true.
And when your system's based on competition, then you know it's just higher and higher, right? There's always going to be, you know, I'm this productive. Well, I'm this productive, you know. Yep.
And just constantly beating each other out on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It hurts sometimes to make that realization.
I think about it. I'm like, you know, it would always be nice to like be able to slow down. And I think about that sometimes. What if I just took like a week off at a time to like not be connected to the internet, to, you know, not check my phone, to not go to work, that kind of a thing. But to be honest, I don't know if it's just because I'm trained that way, but I kind of don't think I could do it.
No, I don't think so. That's what, you know what I mean? I was about to say.
As much as I want to, I don't think I could.
Well, because people, or, they do that shit, right? Where people are like, yeah, I'm going to go on vacation. I'm going to go into, you know, I'm going to hang out. No phones, no nothing. Just chill and hang out with the family, whatever. And then, like, you know, 2 days in, they're like, yeah, my family's fucking obnoxious. I need to get on the internet.
That's
like,
yeah. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, like, is the, I mean, maybe we can't, well, like, maybe we can't, like, slow down how we, like, spend all of our time. But, I mean, I would advocate for the slowdown of work, at least.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's something I could still adapt to.
30-hour work weeks is the future, dude. We'll get there eventually, but.
Yeah, there's, it's not Denmark. There's a place in Europe that, like, tested it
France
out.
France is 30 hours, I think.
Yeah, it's pretty sure. If you cut it down, what do they do? It's 4 days a week now?
Six by five, or like 9 by 4, or depending on what you do.
Right.
I mean, even 3 by 10. That's another thing I've argued for is, like, if you're going to work 40 hours a week, do 4 days. Do 4 10-hour days. It's such a minimal increase on your work day. And then you have 3 days off every week. You can get so much more done. Yep. It guarantees you get a weekday off and not just the 2 days on the weekend where everything's closed. So you don't have to you don't have to take time off just to go to the hospital or something, you know, like,
yeah. Well, all of our laws and our customs around working comes from when like 80% of jobs were in factories, right? Yeah. Like, it all comes from the Industrial Revolution when, you know, they're like,
they
hey,
80 hours a week. Yeah.
Yeah. Then they're like, hey, give us Sundays and Saturdays off for the Sabbath, you know, but like, yeah. So like, cause like back then, I guess the productivity was based on your coverage of work, right? So it made sense to need your workers, you know, as many days as you could, you know, as opposed to, like you're saying, right, where we can change it around to pump out the same amount of time in a shorter time span. Because now it's about actual, you know, how productive your workers are.
That amount of time, exactly. Yeah.
Whereas back then it was just, I need my guys making, you know, on the line every day, you know.
Hey, so, Joey, where's Mike at? I need him to get back down there at the front line there. Makes those four cars, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Makes the lasagnas. He puts two on top of each other. It's still one. What's that output?
All this freightophobia in here. I'm here for it. We stand with Italian-Americans.
True.
I think this is what, the third episode that we've, like, made fun of Italians. Subtle, like, just like, hey, I'm walking over here. What do you think we're doing here?
Okay, I had pizza yesterday. It's fine.
Yeah, true.
I hate
I have a friend that's pizza.
Stop Italian-American hate.
Hey, you know, we'll go good with this, some Parmesan cheese with some oregano and...
But I think the interesting question to segue here is, do we, so I think we pretty much agree on the cause, because a lot of it's been done in thorough study, so it's kind of hard to really debate that, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it flashy lights on screen, our monkey brain go ooh.
True.
But I think the thing that is that like is interesting to like question. Is it a good thing or a bad thing, or is it just, it is what it is? Like, is it neutral?
Yeah, I guess only time will tell. Like, we're living in the age of everything going faster, so we can't say, like, in the end, was it worth it? Right? Let's say 100 years from now, it's 20-hour work weeks, and we live on communes, and, like, everything is totally different. We might look back and be like, man, you remember the time? You remember the time when we were working 40 hours a week, and it was lit? I don't think anybody will say that, but, you know.
You know what, imagine, I wish I had really 40-hour work weeks again. Bring it back.
But I got too much me time, dude.
But even outside of work, though, do we think, like, is it a bad thing? Like, is, honestly, our podcast in trouble? You know, like, are people going to listen to
us? Wow, meta.
Well, and that's something I think about. Like, are people, and I guess streaming kind of proves me wrong, but like, are people going to watch, you know, or listen to five minutes of us and then just turn it off because they're on to the next shiny thing?
I think,
yes.
I think so, but I think it depends at the same time. Like, you're going to get, you know, those people that are, that, come back because they and this goes more with streaming than podcasts, but I think it goes both ways, is they form a connection with, in this case, the three of us, and they want to hear more about what we have to say, like what we want to say. So they will listen to the whole thing if they want to. And I think that it'll be more times than not. Yeah, they'll just like, I mean, we saw the analytics today. It's like most of it's like 2 minutes and they're done.
And that's what I'm saying, though. They could like us enough to follow and, you know, pull up every episode.
Yeah, follow, like, subscribe, listen, continue.
Listen to the entire thing, please. But like, yeah, that's the thing, right? Is how do. And obviously there is an element of us getting better too that helps with that, right?
Like, yeah, I think that's the thing. Yeah, I think for us to
we are baby boys with this still. little baby boy podcast, you know, just growing. out to learn a lot about itself. Ready to mingle. But like, you know. But like that
Tinder episode when.
Oh my god.
I had the best and the worst experience with Tinder ever. I'll explain later. In a different episode or stream.
Hey, buddy, watch that short attention span.
Hey, buddy. Hey. Sorry, that's just my ADHD hitting.
That's actually a whole other thing, too. Like, have you heard the kind of like pseudo conspiracy theory? Like, it's not a conspiracy theory, but like the whole thing where people think that part of it is because of like everyone has ADHD now too.
Yeah.
I mean, is that a real thing, or is that cultural, or is it coffee?
No, I think the ADHD thing is real. I think what we originally defined it as before everything started to get faster and faster and faster and faster, and like social media kind of took over. I think our definition of ADHD was very seldom used at the time. Not because people didn't have it, not because we were trying to hide it or anything, but because it just wasn't seen as much. But now that everything's moving fast, there are more people that are going, wait a minute, like I can't keep up. You know what I mean? Wait, yeah. You know, the way that I speak is weird. The way that I write is weird. The way that I read is weird. Mm-hmm. And it just fits into... from a doctor's perspective, not from like my perspective, you know, it fits into the same definition. It fits all the symptoms. It might not be because we have whatever it is that originally caused ADHD, but like it's a symptom of what we do deal with on a regular basis is causing our brains to sort of rewrite themselves, if that makes sense.
So, you know what I mean? Were you saying a minute ago, so do you think people with ADHD are having a harder time?
I think more people are having ADHD.
Okay. Yeah.
As our brains are being rewired and like our attention spans change and the way that we interact with people changes, more people are experiencing the exact symptoms that are what doctors use to diagnose ADHD.
Yeah.
I don't think ADHD is like a, I mean, I am not a doctor, but I don't think ADHD is like a, you know, there's something in your DNA that says you're ADHD. Mm. You have, your brain has moved into a neural atypical pattern. Now you have it, if that makes sense.
Think of it
more like catching a virus type of deal, if that makes sense. That
if you have all ADHD, the things you are a virus, you
all the things here. All the things that like we do nowadays just contributes to the same causes, the same things that cause ADHD or the symptoms of it.
So
that makes sense. At least that's what I think.
I've had diagnosed ADHD for 6 years and undiagnosed ADHD for the other 16 of them.
Yeah.
And I would agree that it, like, I definitely believe that as I got older, because my ADHD is getting worse, and I believe that as I get older it's getting worse because I'm essentially enabling it to get worse.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
By the impossible to avoid constant change of information, constantly being fed. So my brain is now thinking that way in a typical day-to-day life. Like, I'll be brushing my teeth, and while I brush my teeth, I'll have like 8 to 10 other things going on in my head that will cause me to stop brushing my teeth because I'm thinking I have to do something because I'm going to forget about it because there's new information coming in to my brain. So, like, yes, I believe that it is something that I learned about myself not too long ago, and I'm trying to understand what it is, but it also is troubling because, you know, there are days where I wake up and my body is drained. My brain has already thought of like 800,000 different things that I have to do today. So I try to just get them going. And then there's another thing called ADHD paralysis, which I have also been a witness of, where I have so much to do that my body shuts down and I literally just lay down forever because I cannot, I just can't get up. Not even that I can't find the willpower. I just do not have the ability to get up like out of where I am because I feel as like so overwhelmed with all these things that my head's telling me to do. So my cat just jumped on the wall, and you know, I think that it's something that a lot of people have to work with, because I do think that a lot of other people have ADHD that they, that's just like undiagnosed ADHD. And I think that the attention span has not helped out with people's ability to slow down and think about things more thoroughly.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as we're saying, it's probably being caused and exacerbated by it.
Exaggerated.
No.
Plagiarized.
I had the right word. I was just saying it wrong. But yeah, it made it worse.
It doesn't help with how my brain operates because if I find something that allows me to feed information into my brain, that's very satisfying to me. So like that's why TikTok and I are like fucking best friends, because I can sit there and I can scroll for hours because it's just constant change. And it's kind of like ASMR for my brain.
Where
it just allows me to like chill out and zone out. But what are you saying?
I'm almost in the opposite boat. Like, I mean, I definitely drift around stuff and like I'll browse through Reddit for like hours. But I also like, I do the opposite though. Like, if I'm going through Reddit, I'm not like seeing every single thing and like not stopping. The second I see something interesting, I stop and I'll go through the comments for like 30 minutes. Like I almost fixate on stuff more than like scatterbrain.
I mean, that's a symptom too.
Yeah.
Is like randomly finding things to fixate on. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, a symptom of ADHD is hyperfixation also. Like,
I thought the whole thing was you can't focus.
So that it's not that you can't focus, it's just that your
technically
brain,
that's ADD.
Yeah, ADHD is that you hyperfixate on a lot of things. And then typically, like for me with my ADHD, I will brush my teeth and then I will remember that I have laundry to do. And then I'll hyperfixate on trying to get the laundry done while I'm also brushing my teeth, and I'll forget that I'm brushing my teeth. And I'll go and I'll do the laundry with the toothbrush in my mouth. And then I'll come back and then
I'll
like,
example, yeah.
There's a couple of I have a couple of TikToks that I found because I have been stumbling upon ADHD TikTok, and it's really fucking scary because it's like very in my brain. So
yeah.
there was one of a guy brushing his teeth, and he said something. He was like, I gotta take the dogs out. He's like, okay. So then he's like, I'll just go and take the dogs out now. So he's like brushing his teeth, he takes the dogs out, he comes back, and he was like, where did I stop brushing my teeth? He's like, right here, got it. Okay, so he's brushing his teeth, he finishes. He goes to put the toothbrush in the garbage, and he's like, where am I going with this? And he stops himself and he puts it in the space of the toothbrush, and he's like, I forgot to bring the dogs back in. So then he'll go in because he was so fixated on like take dogs out, brush teeth, that he missed the step of bring dogs back in. So like he goes to bring dogs back in, and then he's like, I forgot to rinse my mouth out. So then like he'll like go and he'll rinse his, it's a pain in the ass, man. It really fucking sucks.
Okay.
Cause like they're like even with, you know, Katie and stuff, because Katie is very organized and she used to be extremely disorganized and she's trying to break that habit. But since my brain is operating at, I'll just put this here for now so I can go do this thing. Yeah. And then I'll come back and I'll finish this thing. I never get back to it. I will forget it literally for hours, days if I could. So doing that kind of enables Katie to get back into the habit of being disorganized. So sometimes the house becomes a big fucking mess because there's me that's not intentionally enabling her to be disorganized, but because my brain doesn't allow me to remember things that a normal person would, she also decides that it's okay to let this go for a little bit. And then she comes back and she's like, wait, this isn't okay. And I'm sitting here like, I had 4 Oreos today and the packet's been out for 2 weeks and I have no interest in putting it back because now I'm playing Valorant and it is hour 2. Like, it's terrible.
I jumped the gun a little bit. I thought you were going to say it allows her to keep training herself to be more organized. I was like, oh my God.
Oh yeah.
This guy. We squashed that quick. Okay.
What happens is she told me today, she was like, since like last night, she's like, I have been scouring the internet for ways to live with a person with ADHD, or like it's called ADHD organization, because she's like, because you doing this. Oh, and she's like, and by the way, I'm not like blaming you. It's just your brain. She's like, but because you have the inability to remember to come back and finish something, which enables me to be disorganized, I'm trying now to figure out ways that I can incorporate new ways of having us stay organized with the way your brain operates. She's like, and let me tell you something. It's fucking impossible. I was like, I'm sorry. But yeah, man. ADHD and attention spans.
Okay.
Hell of a drug.
Same, same. Oh, man. Sorry, tangent.
Wait, what were we talking about again?
Another piece that I did want to bring up too. Damn, yeah. I guess I came loaded for this topic unintentionally. Yeah. So like something I am kind of passionate about is like films and TV, right? And I've definitely noticed a drastic change in how we make films. And I don't know if that's natural or if it's because of when you look at like older styled movies, even action ones, right? You have much, much longer pauses and even just fewer action scenes. Where like today it is very much like 5-minute dialogue scene, action piece, you know, that action piece that'll last 10, 15 minutes, back to 5 minutes dialogue, another action set piece, 10, 15 minutes probably, or 20. Like whereas a lot of older movies were almost the opposite, where it was because, you know, also because action was expensive, but you know, you would have like 10 minutes of dialogue and, you know, a very quick action scene and then it's back to dialogue. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's caused by like the age we're going through.
I think having a break that long now, because you're right. I see that now that you like bring it up. I recognize that now. And I think it's because our brains are, you know, smooth and can't really hold on to information that long until we're like, okay, at what point is this no longer relevant to what's going on? So then they just try and find a way to get rid of it.
Well, it almost seems like, because, you know, in a lot of classic filmmaking, you would do like, you know, a set piece, and then the whatever your time with dialogue is, it would be, you know, reflecting on what just happened, and then setting up your next piece. But it feels like, you know, much within line where we want our stuff quicker, we're foregoing that part of it, right?
Yeah.
To just get to the next action piece. And I don't think I don't think it's a bad thing at all. No. I think if anything, I mean, especially for like a purely popcorn film like Avengers, right? That's kind of what you want. You know, it's very streamlined. Rise of movies like John Wick, right? John Wick. I mean, there is a story, but honestly, very little dialogue, very little, very, very, very little more than he's angry and he's killing dudes, you know?
I wouldn't put, I think John Wick like does it with a purpose. I was going to say, I don't know if, and it's just my opinion, but I don't think like the change in directions in movies and stuff, and you're more apt to have an answer to this than me, but the change in movies is just more like a cultural shift. I don't know if it has anything to do with our attention spans and more so to do with, how can I put this? Just like a normal shift. You know what I mean? Like, you know, the rom-coms of the late 90s, early 2000s, like now it's just like, cut out the story for more action, whatever the case is. It might just be a fad. You know what I mean? It might just be the direction that everything's going in, you know, currently.
And then we'll this move. Is where we're going naturally.
Yeah. Right. Plus, we're taking a lot of, we're seeing a less like totally original content, and we're seeing more adaptations of other things, like adaptations of comic books and stuff like that. And I mean, comic books, we can definitely say, are not a source of heavy dialogue. You know what I mean? They attribute themselves to action. That's the whole point. Yeah. There's small dialogue scenes, and then you work your way toward.
That's a good point. That's,
you know, a lot of action. So it might just be the medium that we're pulling from, right?
Yeah, actually, you know what? Now that I think about that too, the era that I was kind of referencing as the older style, most of that was, you know, cowboy movies, which that setup is long, drawn out shots, right?
Yeah.
Very quiet.
Build up the disdain between the people, you know what I mean? Like, really build out why they hate each other. Yeah.
Where now we're pulling from the literal bang, pow, poo, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a really
good point. Like, we might be pulling from that because people's attention span, right? Like, we don't know, you know, what what came first, I guess. But yeah, I think too, right? What we're pulling it from. Yeah. Plus, like, right? Think about even 10, 15 years ago, we were doing tons of book adaptations, right? To movies. Books are 500-600 pages long. You have a lot more material you're pulling from other than I've met you for the first time. Let's fight for 6 pages.
My name is Oscar Agudo Indigo Montoya. Prepare to die.
my thing too is like to go, like, to add to your point, you know, Helikovsky, it's interesting because when it comes to like the comic book movies and stuff too, like you said, like the books have like hundreds of pages of dialogues. A comic book can't be all for just one movie. Like, they have to pull from like 3 or 4 different comic books in order to get a full movie out of it.
That's true.
Because it's just, there's not enough to go for a full length film. Mm-hmm.
And is it easier to create action where you just have things fight each other, or to write in dialogue that isn't there too, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
At least that's worth asking.
Right.
Like, can't say for sure, but
like in the WandaVision series, spoilers for WandaVision.
It's been long enough.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's my hot take for the day. If it's been more than like 3 days, I don't care. Spoilers.
It depends for me. It depends on what it is.
If you're invested in it enough and that it frustrates you if it's spoiled 3 days later, you should have watched it 3 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion.
I
3 days max.
Basically where I'm going with that is that WandaVision pulled from House of M. There's Vision, there's a Vision storyline, like a comic of him having an android family. That's where Sparky came from. Agatha Harkness came from Fantastic Four.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Yeah. I think her debut is in Fantastic Four. Maybe not. Maybe she was in Fantastic Four, but I don't know where. Maybe she did come from WandaVision series. Yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter. But basically, what I'm saying is that they have to pull from a bunch of different comic books, especially because they have characters that hang out together that have never been in a comic book before together. And if they have, it was like a brief interaction. Like, you know, I don't know. Take WandaVision again, you know, with Wanda and Spectrum or whatever we're calling. Oh my god, what was her name?
She got powers?
Yeah.
Marvel.
What's that?
Blue Marvel.
Is that what they're going with? Her comic book name is Spectrum.
Uh, I on Twitter, they're all saying blue marble.
Ugh, that's.
I don't know.
If that's the case, it's fucking cancer.
I don't know.
Regardless, is she's a Captain Marvel character, and they've like they're hanging out now, and like that's not, I don't think that's ever been in a comic book, or at least a mainline comic book, where you know you have them interacting. So now you have to write that in. But I don't know. Okay. It's really interesting. I'm not a film guy whatsoever at all, as you can tell through the rant that I just had. But. That's my take on it.
Well, also, it's interesting to bring up television, right? Because television has kind of, like long form content has kind of like, or as far as like you know, long form, live action, filming, has all gone to TV, right? And that kind of starts with the Golden Age of television, Breaking Bad,
Golden Girls.
No. Breaking Bad, Sopranos. What's that one with John Hamm?
Mad Men.
You know, I feel like because those have stayed a lot more old school, and that actually kind of I think maybe reinforces what Nate was saying, where our movies are taking from comics, which are very bam, blah, wow. You know, where and the TV has
much wow. Fairy Doge.
Oh no!
Well, that's kind of what happens though, right? Is like you know you take from what is doing well, right? So like you take like people have taken a lot from Marvel movies because of how well they're doing, and their formula of action, dialogue, big action, little dialogue, big action. Like it's so.
I love when you talk to me like that.
But TV has kind of remained like it's moving the other way almost.
Yeah,
like,
I would agree.
Because like I'm a big like prestige HBO drama fan, like you know Game of Thrones,
Big Bang Theory,
no, classic, Young Get Sheldon.
you know, it just like a lot of slower stuff. Like there are shows that I am a massive. Advocate and stand for that I like almost wouldn't recommend this to a lot of people because I'm like this is pretty slow and monotonous like you might not like this because there's not you know there's not a lot of action all the time.
You know what it might be actually maybe we just figured it out right now. Okay, movies and films switched because of how much they can get done, right? Movies are all action because they're like you're here for 2 hours, let's give you as much eye candy as we can. Where TV now with all the different streaming apps and HBO blowing up has the room to say, do you want to tell this story? Tell it in 10 hours, tell it in 15 hours, tell it in 80 hours. Whereas like TV used to be like all the sitcoms and stuff, the reason that they ran for so long is because they could make a 30-minute episode where it's basically the same process every time and just spit them out over and over again just with a new tiny change to the story. And now it's like, no, you want to tell a story that is 8 books long? Well, how about we give you 6 books, you write 6 seasons, and then you have to write the last 2 seasons on your own and you do absolute dog shit with them.
Because I mean what would you and what would you rather do to tell your story, right? Would you rather I give you 6 hours or I give you 12 hours? You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
Which is also crazy take. I mean, I know they're not doing the original story, but I do think Amazon's Lord of the Rings series is going to benefit heavily from being a series as opposed to movies.
Did you hear the bad news, by the way? Totally jumping off. Different direction.
Oh, okay.
Amazon Studios has canceled the Lord of the Rings MMO.
Oh, yeah, I did hear about that.
I did bait out the story. It's not the show. The show's still happening. But
yeah. They spent so much money, they're not getting rid of that.
Yeah, but they canceled the MMO, which is a bummer because that would have been really cool to have one set in Middle-earth. But
Amazon Game Studios can't get a win, can they?
They have never published a game.
True.
They canceled all of them.
They did publish one, but they took it back.
Yeah, true.
Rough. Fucking rough, man.
Yeah. Well, you know what's really been getting my attention all podcast for our audio listeners. Halakovsky seems to be inside in a hot tub.
Yes, sir. Joining the meta.
How would you like to tell me more about that?
It's really cold in here. I forgot to turn the heater on.
And yeah, the jets aren't even on.
4 hours. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's stagnant. That's stagnant water, miserable. Brother.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the water's not even moving. How are you doing that?
I'm all wrinkly. I've been in here for 12 hours. I thought we were doing this at 10 a.m.
That's your mistake.
So, and correct me if I state it wrong. It seems like for on Twitch lately, it seems the meme is the hot tub meta, right? Because hot tub streams, for reasons you can probably figure out, are very popular on the internet. And they have so far been dominating the front page of Twitch, right?
Yeah.
So if I understand, especially on accounts that are fresh, even, right? I think that was the big thing, is like accounts with like no follows or history. It's like hot tub, hot tub, hot tub, hot tub.
Yeah. Yep. I stumbled upon Nick Merckx, who I'm pretty sure is like, he's top five of all time, like subbed Twitch streamers. It got brought up in another stream that I was watching, like hot tub stuff, and I was like, oh, like how big?
You watch a lot of hot tub stuff, man?
No. I was watching I was watching Tim the Tatman talking about something, and he got a donation, and they were like, Tim, when are we going to see you in a hot tub? And I was like, is it really that big, or is it just memed on? So I went to look it up, and there was some people on there that I had no idea who they were, and they were like 15, 20K people, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. They're in a hot tub just chilling. And far right, I see that Nick Merckx is in the same fucking lineup, and I'm like this man is fucking with the algorithm somehow, and I love it. And basically my takeaway with it is, whatever you want to do to get your bag, you know, fucking go for it. I had a sense of worry when, you know, I get in there and I see like people just acting real fucking raunchy in their chat
with their bananas.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm not just saying this. I have never gone into one of the streams.
I was there for 3 seconds, and somebody was saying, and this girl that I was watching, she was like, she said something like so out of pocket, like like so hypersexual, like answering somebody. Oh, it was about fetish. Like she was talking about like how she has a fat guy fetish. And I was like,
Who is this?
I forgot what her name was. I'm sorry.
Let's just say our
DMs open.
But my problem is that I'm afraid that, and I don't blame the person that's like streaming themselves in the hot tub, right? But like, I'm really trying to watch how I say this, because it can definitely come out of context fucking terrible.
Well, so yeah, what's your issue with it?
I'm just afraid of like the fucking like degens and like really just sketchy ass people that try and bring a sense of like over fixation on sexual comments towards somebody in the hot, like towards somebody on their stream.
So like it just makes
me uncomfortable seeing somebody in there being like, "Do you take it up the ass, mama?"
Okay, and so your issue is the chatters then?
Yeah. I have no problem with people streaming whatever. Fucking porn exists. Like, you know, this go watch that if you're horny. Like whatever. But like if I'm okay with that, which I totally am, you know, sex work is work. Like, I have no problem with somebody who's chilling in a tub. Like, it's just what it, I don't give a fuck. But it's the people that go in there, and I'm afraid that they're going to make the person performing that action feel very uncomfortable with how they talk about themselves and how they present themselves. And then it doesn't help when the person that's streaming also calls it out, but instead of calling it out and being like, I'm not talking about that kind of shit. They kind of like enable that behavior by acknowledging it and like encouraging it.
Yeah.
So, but I guess at that point, what's the harm there? Right, if the streamer knows what they're doing and is consenting to what they're creating, right, and they can see their chat, and they're either okay with it or their mods take care of it, then what's the issue, I guess, right?
So I'm gonna say this now that I'm listening to it, now that I have a little bit better frame of reference, I'm gonna say that I think the problem is not that they're doing it. It's that they're not doing it for what they're saying they're doing it for. They're not doing it as like a fun, interactive, you know, hop in, I'm in a hot tub, yeah, whatever, you can look at me, but we're just having a good time chatting. Those aren't the things that I think people are afraid of. It's the people that turn it from that to, hey, this isn't chatterbait, but it's pretty close, and I don't have to feel icky about being on a site where people do sex work. I can just be on Twitch and make all that money that they're making without doing the actual work. And I don't mean like they don't have to do anything sexual in order to do it, but they're riding that line where they're like, you know what? I can get away with it because it's Twitch. And like, as long as I just keep it right at this line, it's okay. Does that make sense? Because the more that I'm listening to what Tyler's saying, them enabling it is just like, oh, let me get as close to the line as I possibly can and still make money off them, when like nobody is against you going somewhere else and being more lewd with it. Stop riding the line on Twitch when you can just go do that somewhere else.
Well, and I do get that, but I guess my thing is just like, who's it hurting, right? Like I who care? Like
So in that moment, for me, it's not that it's hurting the person, because obviously if they're enabling it, they're okay with it. It's when that goes out of that person's stream. And the chatter assumes that it's the same way across the board.
Now you go to a gamer stream.
Right. Or even like another like hot tub stream, and they're like, you like sucking toes? Like shit, like it's just weird. Yeah. Like it makes me uncomfortable to like think that way. Like think that like this person is okay with it and they're doing fine with it, whatever. If you want to be here, that's fine, but like you really gotta stop riding that fucking line. And then having that chatter decide to like go into a different hot tub stream and do the same shit, and just have the person that's streaming that be like, eek. Uncomfortable.
I think that's a good point. What I was gonna say is it's creating a culture where people think they can get away with it, if that makes sense. Get away with things that aren't okay somewhere else. And that's where I think the people that are being more lewd, or the people that are being more raunchy, or whatever the case, those, you know, extreme ends of the same issue are creating an environment where Twitch for other people is not as safe. Twitch for other people is not as, you know, inclusive. Because I'm all for, like, we can agree that there are certain people that are like, oh, I'm going to abuse this and I look good and I'm going to sit in a hot tub and hang out. But I don't mind that, because again, they're getting their bag, they're doing what they want to. And it's just a chill thing. It's like, hey, I'm attractive, come hang out with me. We'll chat. We'll have things where, you know, I change based on the numbers. So I'm 100% cool with that. But like Tyler's saying, you start to blur the lines between, you know, hey, you're here because I look good and because, you know, we're having a good conversation, to hey, you're here on Twitch when you could be doing this somewhere else. If what you really wanted to get out of it was, you know, some sort of like illicit response, you know what I mean? Like there's other places for that that don't change the dynamic for other people and on the same platform.
But are the streamers responsible for what chatters do outside of their stream?
No, they're responsible. Well, yes, they are.
How so? Yeah. Because
as a community.
Well, and I mean,
I'm not saying every individual contributor is. No, it's Twitch that needs to solve the problem.
Okay.
But the thing is they're allowing people to be more illicit or more lewd or whatever the case is, which then when they go somewhere else, they're going to think that it's okay to do somewhere else. Again, not the individual streamer's problem, but if you want to have that kind of interaction, there are other places to do it where you're not doing that to other people on the platform. If you cared about the other creators on the platform enough that you're worried about their, I don't want to say safety, but you're worried about their enjoyment of the platform, being able to do what they want to do in a safe place. And you know that you could do the same thing somewhere else. Why not just
get your ass do it somewhere else?
I don't disagree with all that. I think that it's the responsibility of the individual who's going and saying those things, right? It's their job to be an adult and either do it or don't do it, and then get banned if they do.
No, but the problem is they're doing that because there's a streamer that allows them to. And I do agree that a single streamer should not be like, you know, you can't be like that in my chat, whatever the case is, but they know what it does. Right? They understand.
Yeah.
Like what their actions caused. One comment being banned or timed out can still cause enough harm to where it's like detrimental to somebody's mental health.
If I were a hot tub streamer, okay, and I showed my feet on stream all day, and that was the only thing that I allowed people to get away with, and I said, yeah, you can say it to me, I don't care. Knowing that there are women on the platform, probably men on the platform, that are uncomfortable with people saying things about their feet, I'm still responsible because I allow that on my platform. And that's a different line. Like, the sexual conduct is a different line than, like, I set my stream to mature because I swear on it or I make raunchy jokes or something, right? It's different than saying somebody's uncomfortable talking about, you know, what they would do to them sexually, but I'm okay with it. And I know that that could harm other people on the platform. There is a responsibility there.
Okay.
I don't think every single case in point matches that.
Mm.
But there is a scenario where they continue to ride that line, which... Again, I don't care because I'm an adult and I'll watch it if I want to. I haven't sat in hot tub streams, but if somebody's, I've seen the clips where people are sitting there like riding on a banana, and every time like somebody subs, they like do something else. I don't care, but I don't think that has a place on Twitch. There are other places you can do that. You know what I mean? Like, they're using a platform that has IRL and has music and has technology, has all that stuff now. And they're just constantly pushing the barriers where it's like, oh, well, I'm just not going to use other sites that have allowed this for years because I'm just benefiting off of other people pushing the line. I'm just going to push this business further and further and further and further and further until, I mean, look at like the body painting streams, right? Again, I don't care. Like, if I were running Twitch, okay, I don't care. But you have to recognize that there are people that are uncomfortable with the fact that they can not wear shirts on stream, but then, you know, men can't take their shirts off on stream. Now you can, because Twitch fixed it. You know what I mean? They're like, oh yeah, that's a good point. You
nipples
know what I mean? Like,
for days. Let's go.
I'm okay with that. But if it's not fixed, you have to understand that like constantly trying to ride that line without fixing the actual problem doesn't really solve anything.
I think the whole Twitch ban system in general is super, super flawed still.
True. But... I was just going to ask, what's Twitch's solution to that? Do they monitor these streams and see, okay, they're riding the line, they're enabling it, they're gone, they're not, they can stay? Like, I mean, how do we...
All I'm going to say is if we had the solution, Twitch would have already had the solution by now.
Yeah.
The and question thing is, too, is that the question is that they let them ride the line more and more and more and more and more.
Yeah.
If like Twitch said just chatting, if Twitch said just chatting is IRL, and IRL means you're doing IRL things with a chat, then that's okay. But having incentives to do things while you're IRL is not okay. That's easy, right? That stops people from going to bars and taking a shot every 10 subs and stops that harm. That's a very easy line to draw. You can be IRL, you can do whatever you want. You can go swimming, you can hang out with your friends, but you can't have incentives in your chat to do things while you're IRL because it could be dangerous. Easy solution.
Okay.
That might be a little too harsh, you know what I mean? But like, that is a solution. No IRL streams, can you have incentives to do things that could be, you know, either dangerous or illicit, or you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. 20 subs, I take my shirt off in the middle of the street while I'm IRL streaming. Right? Like,
free the nipple.
Fits the same. Some people are going to be upset with it. Some people aren't. Again, I don't care. But if they want a solution, there's your solution.
But like, what if I wanted to do like a get fit stream, right? Every sub I do 10 push-ups or something. So all of a sudden I can't do that.
But that's not an IRL stream. I mean, it is, but IRL implies like doing activities in real life. And there is a gym and workout section now. There's a separate section or whatever. Okay. But like, just the idea, right? And I'm brainstorming this in a quarter of a second, where they have people that get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to make these decisions and can't figure it out.
Yeah.
We are at the hour mark, just so we know.
Okay.
But yeah, that's basically where I'm going with it is, disclaimer, I am totally fine with any sort of work that you want to get involved in. Get your bag how you want to get your bag. But don't go to McDonald's and try and start making Whoppers. Like, it's just not... I feel like it's just not the right space to...
But who dictates that, though?
Like, Twitch. And they should have a long time ago.
Yeah, but like... I guess, like, where has Twitch... Like, I don't know. Maybe this is a really bad argument. So, like, I don't want to necessarily make this argument, but, like, you know, where...
You don't have to say it's your opinion either. You can just throw it
out. Yeah. I'm just throwing it out there. Like, where does that slippery slope end, right? I guess...
It works in both directions, right? Where does the slippery slope end if they make the rules? Where does it end if they don't make the rules, right?
It's that's
the
same a good thing. Point. Yeah. But
all
like,
of a sudden it's going to be like, you know, it's okay for, okay, this is exaggerating, but it's okay for me to do some sort of solo session on stream where I'm pleasuring myself because it's not with somebody else.
Let's go.
It's not okay to have sex on stream. And then it's going to, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think it gets there. I don't think it gets there, but I think it's important that some line has to be drawn. What they should have done is just split. When everybody started doing IRL, they should have done Twitch gaming, Twitch IRL, separate platforms.
Yep. I was just going to say that because like once people started making non-gaming content, they should have started like either separated or made like very strict guidelines on like what is what.
They should have just split it.
What about someone like either Hassan or Ludwig or Moist Critical?
Have your channel linked to the other site. Just don't have them shown in browsing together, right? Okay. You know what I mean? You go to twitch.tv, it's not going to show IRL streams unless you go to irl.twitch.tv. But if somebody you watch is streaming IRL, you can still click on their link on Twitch TV and it's going to pull you to the other site. Mm-hmm. That way you're not viewing, you know. And I don't have kids or anything, so it's not something that I'm worried about, but I can understand somebody who's a little more conservative, somebody who doesn't want their children to see that. It's like, I'm going to watch Ninja play Fortnite, which is already toxic enough. And then they're like, oh, I want to watch a new stream. And all of a sudden you're watching, you know, adults do adult things. Right. You're like 12 and you want to watch fucking, you know,
Twitch after
Minecraft Andy do his role play stream.
Well, that's what I'm saying too, right? Is like, you know, what's the age restriction on Twitch is what, 13?
13, yeah.
To use or to stream?
To use.
Or both. Yeah, you have to be 13 to have an account. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, my thing good. Is like, I don't, like, again, like if I was a parent and I was like, oh, let's see what, you know, my 13-year-old son was looking up on Twitch and then he's like, what? Yeah, I'm watching Tubbo Live play fucking Minecraft and then, oh, what's this? 2 hours later, I see him watching a fucking hot tub streamer. What does this clip say? Calls him out on Twitch itself asking for free titty pics and she says what'd she say? Like it's
what are you doing, step bro?
Right. Yeah, what I'm saying is that there's a couple of things that I would like to see change and it's all within Twitch's guidelines, right? Like I would want to see either when you said Twitch after dark, I actually really like that idea too, where it's like they have a category where they can do that shit. Where After Dark is like 18 plus mature audience, or even if streamers are forced to mark their streams for 18 plus mature audiences beforehand,
that's what mine is too. I've always had mine at that.
But yeah. but there's hot tub streamers that don't do that, mm-hmm. And like in my head, I'm like, I feel like that is something that also should be done. Because
I think the
stuff
problem
like that,
with making like an 18 plus stream is they're going to lose a ton of advertisement. They'll gain a bunch, sure, but yeah. I don't know what that plus minus is in the end.
There's a big debate too. And I'm going to go like rad lib a little bit here. like, you know, there is the movement, right, to like argue that women's bodies are not sexual by default.
Right.
Which I think we would agree with, which like mm-hmm. I know like in Texas, right, women can be topless in public. As yeah. men can, you know, because yeah. and I mean, it's you know, as people born in the 90s, right? You know, in a previous century, our brains are
previous. Jesus Christ. True, technically,
different
millennia, honestly.
Yeah, and even yes, our brains are a little like kind of, you know, we as progressive as I think the three of us try to be, we do have biases, or, you know, we do have like little small things, right?
Yeah, spoon goes on the right side with the other spoon, and then knife goes on left side during the dinner table setting.
No, I have no idea what any of that is, but boomer. But like, you know, and I think that's a holdover that's probably still a thing.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people would perceive the female form as sexual by default. When, you know, and as we're getting better, we understand it's not. And I think there could be an argument to be made that people who are assuming that a woman in a bikini, like in the hot tub stream, saying that that's sexist by or saying that that's racy by default is sexism, right?
Right.
Yeah. And that's where I draw my line. I just want to say, like, again, mm-hmm. I don't care. I don't care if you want to be as explicit as you want to be. It doesn't bother me. Like, if Twitch does nothing about it, I don't care personally. It doesn't bother me.
Right. At the end of the day,
I'm trying to speak from the perspective of people who are concerned about it. But like, that is the difference, right? Somebody hanging, like, I've seen so many times where, like, it's a group of streamers and there's guys and girls and they're all in a hot tub hanging out. And the stream is, hey, we're hanging out together, but we're going to pop chat up and have a good time. I'm 100%, like, that is like, that is what it originally was, right? That's the original idea. And then chatters first were being explicit, like, oh yeah, I can't wait to watch this so I can watch this person, you know, be half naked on stream or whatever. And then a bunch of people said, you know, it'd be really smart. Let's cash the fuck out of those idiots. And I respect the hell out of
them. Oh yeah.
But you're starting to ride a line where now it's not just, hey, I'm hanging out in a hot tub in a bikini and I look good. What's up, chat? Let's hang out. Now it's, hey, I'll do things based on how much money you give me.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense, right? I don't know if you've seen, but they were talking about it on the Trainwreck, the Scuff podcast. But like, they have sub goals where they'll change their bikini every time they reach a sub goal.
Yep.
Which, marketing, brilliant. Yeah. Love it. Fantastic. But like, I guess just be honest, what purpose does it serve other than just to get people to pay you money to look at you? Right.
Yeah.
And then you start to push that line where it's like, you know, hey, every 10 subs, I'll say whatever the last person that donated said, you know what I mean? Like, I'll say it, I'll repeat it on stream. You know what I mean? But there's also a lot of things that you have to fix about regular streamer culture, because people do that all the time. Like, forget just, you know, hot tub streams. There are people that do that, guys, girls alike, of all shapes and sizes, that will, you know, hey, you donate and I will do this ridiculous thing. I'll say this ridiculous thing. I remember
butter, fuck it.
I'll keep streaming until you stop donating.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like,
upset.
I saw Destiny and Alex Botez play a chess match or whatever, with odds. And then they played something else, poker maybe, something like that. And then whoever lost, like, had to say whatever the other person said. I think as two streamers, I think that's okay, because they're not involving the chat to pay the money to do it, right? But Destiny made Alex say a bunch of stuff about cock and ball torture, which was hilarious. And it's on it's on YouTube. It's absolutely top of the line stuff. But there are people who do that on their own streams. Donate this much money, give me this many subs, I'll say whatever you want, I'll do whatever you want.
Talking ball torture.
There's another place for that. You know what I mean? There's premium Snapchats and OnlyFans and Patreons and stuff where that exists outside of the Twitch space.
Join our Patreon right now and we'll say whatever you want in the next podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Cock and
just
ball
pop
torture.
Into Twitch and donate to us and we'll talk about cock and ball torture.
Next podcast, cock and ball torture.
No, thank you. Because I'm a firm believer that everybody should have... Never mind.
Huh? The next words out of your mouth are, yes, sir. Or yes, have you forgotten? Sir.
Yes, sir.
Good.
Yes,
now
sir.
Now ask up, baby girl.
I hate it.
Are we done?
I don't know. Is there anywhere else for us to go?
We're a little pruny. It's time to get out of this hot tub.
True.
All right. Well, if you guys,
I was thinking, by the way, of actually soaking the bottom half of my shirt so that I could stand up.
That would have been
it. Would have been so funny. It would have been so funny.
Damn. Well,
missed opportunity.
If you guys enjoyed listening to this podcast,
I certainly did.
I certainly like listening to you guys as well. Make sure you like and subscribe if you're on YouTube or if you're on any other podcast listening platforms. Make sure to like and subscribe, whatever the rules are for that. And we will catch you next time.
On the flippity flip.
On the flippity flip.
Flippity flip.
Peace out, everybody.
Peace.